When you think of American classics, you might think of baseball, Abe Lincoln, apple pie, and Anthony Dominic Benedetto, Tony Bennett.
I know I'd go from rags to riches. Just in time, I found you just in time. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Tony Bennett's released more than 70 albums in a career that spans 60 years. His latest, Duets 2, on which he collaborates with Willie Nelson, Aretha Franklin, Mariah Carey, John Mayer, Amy Winehouse, Natalie Cole, Lady Gaga, and more outstanding musicians. Tony Bennett joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Got to get to that Lady Gaga collaboration. So whose idea was this?
It was my son's idea to do The Lady is a Tramp.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't dish our dirt with the rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Now, she's got obviously a very distinctive pop voice, but she's a great jazz singer, isn't she?
She sings beautiful. It was a wonderful experience. What I liked about it, at the end of the recording, she went around to everybody that had anything to do with setting it up, the microphones or whatever, and she thanked them all for being so nice to her. She was a very professional attitude about things.
I'm alone when I blow my lamp.
That's why the lady is a tramp. Go!
How do you figure out on an album like this what songs to pick and what singers to approach?
Well, funny enough, this is a very unusual album that I've made in all the years I've been recording. I really involved my personal family making the album. Mm-hmm. My son did all of the engineering of the recordings. And then my other son has been managing me for many, many years, and he chose all of the contemporary artists. I honestly didn't know most of them.
Bet they knew you.
I guess their parents told them about me.
You can find anything on YouTube.
Oh, my
these
grandparents.
Days,
right? Yeah. Their grandparents. But anyway, it all worked out beautiful.
One of the many great artists is, I think we can say this, without doubt, another legend. And that's the great Aretha Franklin.
Right.
And we're gonna play a clip of your performance. Now, we're going to let her ask you the next question.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last?
So how do you keep the music playing?
I love it. I have two loves in my life, and that's to sing and paint. And that's always been a very strong passion, and it's been consistent. And with each year, it becomes more emotional for me, more committed to keep learning. And there is a saying in the entertainment world, you're only as good as your next show. And that's how I feel. You have to keep learning and growing.
How do you not run out of new things to say?
And since we know we're always changing, how can it
and tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear her name.
What do you think you can put into a song in your 80s that you couldn't in your 30s or 40s?
The business of knowing what to leave out. Mm-hmm. That happens with age. Less is more. And it becomes more of a performance. It tugs the listener's heart by knowing that it's just in the right pocket, right in the right groove.
Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight.
Do you have to work on keeping your voice supple and ready?
Yeah, that's it. You have to be consistent, you know. But I had very good training. I was in the service in the war, in the Second World War. And when I came out under the GI Bill of Rights, they gave us the best teachers. Zelensky was secretary to Stanislavski, the method acting teacher of Russia, performed with him on the stage. Pietro Di Andrea was my bel canto teacher to keep my voice in top shape. And Mimi Spear was right on 52nd Street, and she told me, never imitate another singer. Just listen to musicians and find out how they phrase and how they feel about a song and imitate them, so that if you imitate another singer, you'll just be one of the chorus. Yeah. Very good advice.
The CD gets a lot of attention. Well, because it's yours, but also one of the last recordings of Amy Winehouse.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
I spend my days at a hunger and wondering why it's been wrong. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you.
Johnny Green's great body and soul, Tony Bennett, and the late Amy Winehouse. You're sitting here and you're shaking your head as if to say, what a loss.
By the way, thank you for mentioning Johnny Green, who I considered one of the most intelligent men I've ever met, and a beautiful composer and a magnificent human being. But Amy, what a tragedy. She was as great as Ella or Billie Holiday. She had the whole gift. What a tragedy it is that she could have had the most beautiful life just singing songs like that.
Sounds like you were very touched by meeting her.
I was, yeah, because my master was Sinatra.
Yeah.
When Elvis Presley came along, the whole business world changed, you know, into big stadiums. And the art of intimacy was gone. Yeah. So then there was the Beatles and Elvis Presley and the Rolling Stones and so on. And I kept listening to and saying, let me hear a singer. I want to hear a Nat Cole. I want to hear a Sinatra. You know, I want to hear a Joe Stafford or Ella Fitzgerald. And she was the first one that came along of all the young ladies that actually had the gift. She was a great singer.
Are you pretending? Hello?
My life a wreck you're making.
you know I'm yours for just the taking.
I can't be sure.
Who else would you like to do a duet with?
Louis Armstrong.
Well, someday. I hope not too soon.
No trick. He was too good.
I can't end this interview without asking you, what's the secret to staying alive and active and creative and there?
I love life. I wish I could communicate to the whole planet of what a gift it is to be alive.
Is that something you sometimes feel more as you go on?
Yeah, I've just learned by studying nature, because I paint every day, and I keep learning that the master, as Rembrandt said, is nature. And you keep looking at it, and you keep trying to understand it. You can't comprehend the height of creativeness that nature has. What a gift it is to be part of the whole universe.
Well, Mr. Bennett, you're going to take us out with a song. Great to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time.
What a pleasure. Thank you very much. This is our last dance together. Tonight soon will be long ago. And in our moment of parting, this is all I want you to know.
Tony Bennett. His latest album, Duets 2, is out now, and you can see Tony Bennett's performance by going to our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition, directed by Claudine Abade and produced by Gemma Waters, Kimberly Adams, Hansi Lo Wang, Chris Benderev, Ned Wharton, Elaine Heinzman, J.J. Sutherland, and our interns, Colleen Shelby and Jewel Johnson. Didi Skanke and Jeff Bennett edited the program. Our world champion technical director is Burke Hun. Our librarians, Kim Maleski and Mary Glendinning. Our web producer is Melissa Goh. Our show was edited today by Deborah George and produced by Peter Breslow. Sarah Lucy Oliver is our supervising producer, and the senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.
There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another?